我们请先来看一节经节。
Let's open a Bible and read a verse.
我们看加拉太书第五章。
Let's open Galatians.
加拉太书五章二十六节。
Galatians 5, chapter 5.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。啊，这里跟我们讲说，人很容易因为受到别人的看不起，而做出一些偏激的行为出来。
This verse says, "Let us not be conceited, provoking, and envying each other." There are a lot of things in the world that belittle us, and it makes us do something that is.Not according to God's will.
有一个故事说啊
There's a story.
啊，说有一天，啊，这个百兽之王的狮子，他抓到一只小老鼠。
A story goes like this. The king of jungle, the lion, one day caught a mouse.
那这只小老鼠啊，就向他求情啊，说大王啊，啊，饶命啊，啊，你如果能够放我走，我以后一定会报答你。
The little mouse pleaded with his life. He said, "The king, king of jungle, please let me go, and one day I will repay you."
啊，狮子啊，哈哈大笑，说就凭你啊，你一只小老鼠啊，你怎么能帮我这只狮子呢
？And the lion laughed, and he said, "You're such a small creature, a mouse. How can you ever help me?"
算了算了，反正你那么小，也不够我塞牙缝啊！走吧走吧。
And the lion said, "Forget it. You're so small. You're not even an appetizer to me." So the lion let the mouse go.
有一天呢，这个狮子不小心这个触动了猎人的陷阱，被网子网住了。
So one day, this lion carelessly fell into a trap set by a hunter.
这个时候啊，他怎么挣扎啊，就是没办法啊，这个挣脱啊。
No matter how he struggled, he could not get out of this trap.
So 小老鼠出现了。
And the mouse came.
他说：“大王啊，我来来报答你当日啊放我走的恩典呢。”
And he said, "King, the Lion King, I'll help you get out of this trap."
这只小老鼠啊，就拼命了，去咬那个绳子，把绳子给咬断了，让这只狮子就能够逃出来。
So the mouse bit on the netting of the trap, and he bit an opening, so the lion got out.
这个故事也告诉我们说，有时候我们所看不起的人，却是将来帮助我们最大的人。
This story teaches us that someone that we look down on may.Help us someday in a great way.
也就是我们如果看不起别人的话，对最大的损失啊是自己，而不是别人。
It also teaches us when we belittle someone, the most we hurt is ourselves.
我们下午就用主耶稣不怕被轻看来作为相互的学习。
And our topic this afternoon is how Jesus.Doesn't care when someone belittles him.
那我们一起来效法主耶稣。
And we should all have Jesus as our example.
不在乎啊别人的轻看。
That he doesn't care when someone belittles him.
也来学习怎么样彼此互相尊重。
And to learn the mutual respect for each other.
我们来看马可福音第六章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 1.
马可福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, excuse me.
马可。
Mark chapter, I'm sorry. Mark chapter 6.
六章第一节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 1.
一节耶稣离开那里来到自己的家乡 门徒也跟从他。二节
verse 2，
到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说这个人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他所做的是何等的异能呢？三节
verse 3，
这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不是不也是在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。四节
verse 4，
耶稣对他们说，大凡先知除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。五节
5，
耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。六节
verse 6，
他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。这里记载说，当主耶稣出来传扬神国的福音。
This verse records that after Jesus had preached the gospel，
他当然先从自己家乡的人开始啊。
And he certainly started with from his hometown。
他也希望他自己家乡的人能够来得救。
And he hopes that the people from his hometown can be saved。
所以他在安息日在会堂里面教训人。
So he teaches the gospel on Sabbath day。
当时所以他所有他的乡亲都很稀奇他的智慧以及他的能力。
And his relatives support him and they believe in his abilities。
所以对耶稣就产生了很多的议论。
And they have a lot of comments about him。
因着他们认识耶稣所以他们就轻看了耶稣。
Because they have known Jesus, they belittle him。
其实他们所认识的耶稣只不过是肉身的耶稣。
Because the Jesus they know is only a human。
是外表，而不是他的神性。
They only know the outside of Jesus, but not the inside。
这些人这么说，说这不是木匠吗？
And those people say, isn't that the carpenter?
耶稣的爸爸约瑟他是个木匠。他的肉身的父亲
Jesus' father in life is a carpenter。
所以他也把这个木匠这个手艺教导耶稣
So his father passed down the carpentry business to Jesus。
所以耶稣他也是一个木匠。
So Jesus is a carpenter。
所以这些人说那不是木匠吗
？And those people said, isn't that a carpenter？
是一个一个工人而已啊。
He's just a measly worker。
也不是什么样高尚的职业啊。
He was no high figures。
不是什么总经理、老板啊。
He wasn't a manager, and he wasn't a the boss of a company。
也不是什么政治家。
He was no politician。
只不过是普通的木匠。
And he's just a carpenter。
怎么会有这样的能力跟智慧呢
？How can he have this ability？
再来说。那不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他的妹妹们也不是不也是在我们这里吗
？And they go on and say, isn't that Mary's son and the brother of Judas and I'm sorry, the brother of James, Joseph and aren't his sisters here with us？
耶稣我从小看他长大的啦。
I have seen Jesus grow up。
所以就因着这样就看轻他。
So in those ways they belittle Jesus。
他 我对他太熟悉了啊！小时候我还跟他玩呢。
They are very familiar with Jesus, and they have played with him when he was little.
他们所看到的人就是在肉身上的耶稣而已。
What they see is only the worldly being of Jesus.
这里说啊，他们就厌弃他。
So they belittle him.
厌弃耶稣的原因，就因为他太平凡了。
The reason for belittling him is that he is just typical.
他跟大家一样。
He is the same as everyone else.
没有什么特殊。
He doesn't have any special abilities.
怎么能够有这样的智慧？怎么能够有这样的能力呢？
And they don't believe that he has this kind of intelligence and ability.
曾经啊，在一个小乡村里头。
Once upon a time in a small village.
有一群啊，很喜欢文学啊的这个青年。
There's a bunch of youths that are very into literature.
他们最喜欢读的啊，就是一本文学杂志。
Their favorite literature is a magazine about literature.
他们啊，每个月啊，都会大家凑出一这个钱来啊，请人家到城市里面去买那一本杂志。
And each month they will all chip in money, and ask someone to go to the city and buy this magazine.
然后回来的时候，大家轮流传阅。
And when they get the magazine, they will have a group discussion about the topics in this magazine.
那只要啊，看到了晚半夜、啊，谁家的灯都没有关呢、啊？那一本杂志一定在谁家那边呢、啊、
？So at midnight, when you see a light still lit, then you know that the magazine has gotten to them.
然后早上啊，大家就在一起讨论
And day and night they discuss this magazine.
难怪啊，是这个出名的作家所写的文章啊。写得这么好啊。
They will praise some very good author for writing such intelligent articles.
哪是我们这些乡下人能够比的啊。
And we as the village people cannot compare with this great author.
人家是都市人啊，是高尚的人啊，是啊，受过高教育的人啊。
This author is in the elite society who have been studying in a very good quality education.
才能够写出这么样好的文章啊。
And this is why he can write this beautiful articles.
你一句称赞我一句称赞啊，好像啊啊那些作者、啊、都是哦，并不是普通人哦。
And they all praise this author. It was.Almost like that this author is out of this world.
直到有一天啊。
And one day.
他们当中有一个人的文章被刊登出来。
And one person amongst them has an article published.
这件事情啊，引起整个村子里面的骚动。
And this publication stirred up the whole village.
从此之后没有人再看那一本杂志。
And after this point, no one continues to read this magazine.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们认为连隔壁那个那个这个没有念过什么书的人他的文章都可以刊登出刊登在这个杂志上，我看那本杂志也不值得看啊。
Because they think this person who has an article published in this magazine does not have any good education, and they just think this magazine is worthless because of this of having this person published an article in this magazine.
而且呀，从此之后，他们认为说那本杂志的这个风格水准越来越低呀。
And they look down on this magazine and they say that the quality of this magazine has has fallen.
因为啊，连我们隔壁那个王二麻子的文章都能够被刊登出来。
Because they think, this the friend that they have in the village.
啊，这本杂志啊，真的是不值得看的啦。
And this is a worthless magazine.
所以没有人再看那个杂志。
And no one ever read that magazines again.
啊，也没有人呐、啊，啊，这个愿意啊，啊，这个从此这个文学的风气啊，也就没有了啦。
And this habit of discussing literature has ceased also.
最感到啊奇怪的还是那一本杂志的主编。
主编？
编辑的头哈 ，editor.
And to
chief editor.
Okay, and the chief editor of this magazine.
他觉得最奇怪，怎么啊？那一位能够写这样清新、哦乡土的这个文章的人，怎么都不投稿啊？能够写这么好的文章的人，怎么不投稿了？不再写文章了
？Okay, he was wondering why, this person who has published an article in this magazine hasn't continued to write more articles.
啊，他可能。成为将来一个有名的作家。
He thinks that he has the great potential of becoming a great writer.
真是啊，啊，我们文坛的损失啊。
And it's a loss to this literature world.
原因出在哪里
？And the reason being,
跟主耶稣被轻看的原因一样。
It's the same reason that people belittle Jesus Christ.
当时。主耶稣家乡的人轻看耶稣的原因，就是主耶稣太平凡了。
The reason they belittle Jesus is because they think Jesus was typical.
跟大家一样。
He was same as everyone else.
所以他们认为耶稣不应该有如此的智慧跟能力。
And they just assume that Jesus wouldn't have this kind of powers.
结果谁受损失呢？
And at the end, who's lost? Is it?
还是他们自己损失了
It was the people who belittled.
主耶稣讶异他们的不相信。
Because of their non-belief.
所以啊，就不行什么样的神迹的。
Therefore, he didn't perform any miracles around them.
而且往其他的村子去了。
And he went to other villages.
真的是。加利利人最大的损失啊
！It was the greatest loss ever to the Galileans.
就今天我们啊、在做圣工的时候，我们也会有同样的遭遇。
So, at the present time when we do God's work,
人总是啊、怕寂寞，怕没有人看重。
We encounter the same problems. We are always afraid of not being recognized.
所以有些人他们对于圣工啊的做圣工的心态上就不是很正确。
And because of this reason, some of us who there are people who are conducting the God's work have the wrong idea.
曾经听到啊有人这么开玩笑说。
And someone who jokes,
扫厕所没有人愿意做，打扫厕所 restroom.
Oh, okay. No one wants to clean the restrooms.
啊，但是啊，站在前面报告事情，大家抢着要。哦、
And there are a lot of people who would rush to do the announcement in front of the congregation.
那也有人啊，开玩笑说、啊。说做圣工哦，最好找那个领诗啦、诗情啦、翻译呀、
啊。And there's another joke that goes like this: There's people would like a lot of people would like to do the translation and play the piano and do the announcements.
啊，到时候啊，如果啊负责人要替你介绍、哦、对象的时候啊。大家才说啊，你有在做圣工啊，很好、啊。
And when the congregation tried to match those, match up with some, try to match, set a date for those people, they will all say that he's a very capable person.
当然这个是开玩笑, 但确实, 我们做圣工的心态, 要知道说, 神是无所不在。
And of course, I was just joking. The way that we do God's work is to have the belief that God is everywhere.
圣工也没有所谓的卑贱的圣工跟高贵的圣工, 没有这样的区别。
There's no high quality God's work and low quality God's work.
反而是圣经上跟我们这么教导。
Because the Bible teaches us that way.
当我们做事的时候啊, 不要啊, 左手做的事, 不要让右手知道。
When we do things, it should be as like when our left hand is doing something, our right hand should know of it.
那在暗中查看的天父啊, 就会报答我们。
So our Father in secret would know what we did.
反而是那些已经被人知道的, 那已经得到他们应当得的。 神就不会有这个报答祝福啊。
And when you let people know what you did and they praise you, you have already gotten your praise, and there's nothing else to receive from our Father in secret.
神的看法跟人的看法是不一样的。
Man's view and God's will is different.
所以, 当我们做圣工也好, 当我们的人际关系也好, 我们千万要记住, 主耶稣不怕被轻看, 轻看的人, 轻看别人的人, 损失其实是自己。
So whenever we do things, we should follow Jesus' example, not to care about other people to look down on us, because the ones that are hurt most are the people who look down on people.
我们再来看另外一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
约翰福音第一章。 John,
chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章,
John chapter 1.
45节,
verse 45.
约翰福音一章45节,
John chapter 1, verse 45.
腓力找着拿但业对他说, 摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。46节。拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”47节。耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说：“看哪，这是真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈。”48节。
48节。拿但业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”49节。49。拿但业说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”50节。耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？” 你将要看见比这更大的事。51节。51。又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开的，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。”这里是记载，主耶稣选召这个腓力拿但业的事。这个拣选的choice。This verse, this chapter talks about how Jesus chose Nathanael.
那当时啊，这个拿但业啊，针对腓力跟他所讲的，他不相信。And
at that time, Nathanael didn't believe what Philip told him about Jesus.
这个先知书啊，跟摩西律法上所记载的弥赛亚，怎么可能是拿撒勒人呢？
And there is no way that he can perceive the the Isaiah written by Moses is would be from Nazareth.
拿撒勒这个地方还能出什么好东西呀？
There's nothing good can come out of Nazareth.
拿撒勒在当时是一个很多外地人去的一个地方，流浪汉这个聚集的地方。
Nazareth at that time was considered a land of refugees.
并不是一个什么古都啦，高贵的大城啊。
It was no famous city. It was no famous city.
所以这个拿单利亚，他看不起这个地方，也看不起这个地方的人。So
Nathan looked down on Nazareth and the people from Nazareth.
更何况说是约瑟的儿子，约瑟那个木匠我认识啊，他的儿子我看也不会优秀到哪里呀。And
because he knew Joseph's son. And he thought that Joseph's son could not become anyone great.
但是当主耶稣一看见他，就对他说：“说你是个真以色列人，你心里没有诡诈。”And
the first thing when Jesus saw Nathanael, Jesus said, "You are a true Israelite. There's nothing false within you."
好，拿单也就问耶稣说。 你怎么知道我是这样的人呢？
And Nathanael asked, "How do you know me?"
主耶稣说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下的时候，我就看见你了。And
Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you."
主耶稣无所不知，所以这一点让拿单也信服了。And
there's nothing that Jesus doesn't know, and this has impressed Nathanael.
好，就拿单也改变他的这个态度，说拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。And
it changed Nathanael's view of Nazareth.
耶稣说，是因为我说在无花果树下看见你，你就信吗？
And Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree, and you shall see greater things than that."
人的软弱总是要亲自看见神的能力才肯相信。One
of man's weakness is that he must see the miracles of God in his own eyes, and then, and only then, he will believe.
人也往往很容易用自己的经验，自己的主观。 去论断，去看清别人。And
man usually use his judgment and his experience and his opinions to look down on things.
还好主耶稣，他深知拿单业，他是一个心里没有诡诈的人。Fortunately,
that Nathanael was a good man, that there's nothing false within him.
他拣选他作为门徒。And
Jesus chose Nathanael as a disciple.
不然的话，拿单也他不是吃亏吃大了吗？
And if not, Nathanael would be just nobody.
如同没有一个老板愿意去录取一个看不起他的员工一样。
It's like an employer would not hire someone that looked down on him.
所以如果主耶稣因着拿单业，他认为说拿撒勒不能出什么好东西，就不拣选拿单业为使徒，那拿单业真的是吃亏吃大。And
if Jesus hold Nathanael for looking down on him, then nothing good would come to Nathanael.
对，今天这边也一再的告诉我们，当我们看清别人的时候，其实损失的还是自己。And
this teaches us not to look down on other people.
在中国，这古时候，有一个文学家 哦，啊，这个他有很多很有趣的故事。
In ancient China, there is great author.
啊，他有一个很要好的朋友啊，他是一个修道人哈。
He has a good friend who is a
是一个和尚 a monk.
It's a monk. Who's a monk?
啊，因为当时啊，这个基督教的福音还没有传到中国去啊。
And at that time, Jesus.Gospel has not been preached in China.
好，那这个很出名的这个文学家，他叫苏东坡。他有一天呢，他跟他这个朋友在一起啊，他们啊就在比较啊。
And this great author's name is 苏东坡。And one day, he and his monk friend got together to have a meaningful discussion.
啊，这个苏东坡就问他这个和尚的朋友说：“你看我坐的姿势像什么？坐的这个姿势形状像什么？”
And this great author asked his friend,
"你觉得我坐的姿势像什么？
姿势，
样子哈。”
What do you think of my gesture?
啊，这个他的朋友啊，看一看说，我觉得你像神。
And this friend replied, "You look like God."
啊，这个和尚朋友就反问这个苏东坡啊，说，那你认为我做的样子像什么？
And this monk friend asked this great author, "And what do you think of my gesture?"
这个苏东坡啊。啊，心里想说，这下子啊，我一定要啊，赢过你啊，出口气啊。
And this great author thought that I must have an answer that surpassed yours.
他说，我觉得你像狗屎啊。
And he replied and he said, "You look like manure."
啊，这苏东坡心里很高兴啊！这下子啊，我赢了我的朋友啊，回去就告诉他的妹妹。
And this great author thought that, I have surpassed your answer. My answer have surpassed your answer. And then he went home and told his sister about this.
那个他的妹妹说啊，哥哥啊，你输了啦。
And the sister replied this offer and said, Brother, you have lost.
苏东坡说：“我怎么输了？啊，他看我像神，我看他像狗屎，我赢他才对啊。”
And he questioned his sisters. He told me I was like God, and I told him he was like manure. Then I have won.
那时候他妹妹才说啊，他因为他心中有神，所以看什么都是神。你心中有狗屎，所以你看什么都是狗屎的。
And the sister said.Because this monk has God within him, everything he sees looks like God, and all you have is manure in your mind, so everything you see is like manure.
所以当我们看不起别人的时候
So when we look down on other people,
其实你已经输了别人了
You have lost.
好，所以这个也告诉我们说啊，我们不要轻视啊，轻看别人，我们当看别人比自己强啊。
And this story tells us again not to look down on other people.
我们再来谈一谈说，当我们被人家轻看的时候，我们该怎么办？
Let's discuss what should we do when other people look down on us.
我们看看主耶稣他怎么表现。
Let's see what Jesus did.
我们来看马太福音二十七章。
Let's read.Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章三十八节。
Matthew 27, verse 38.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。三十九节。
39.
从那里经过的人讥笑他，摇着头说，四十节。
Verse 40.
你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧。你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。四十一节。
Verse 41.
祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他说，四十二节。
Verse 42.
他救了别人，不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。四十三节。
Verse 43.
他依靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说，我是神的儿子。四十四节。
Verse 44.
那和他同定的强盗也是这样的讥笑他。这里描写说，当主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候。
In here, it describes what happens when Jesus was nailed to the cross.
啊，十字架底下的人的表现。
The people under the cross, their behaviors.
啊，他们还是一样看清主耶稣。
And all of them looked down on Jesus.
讥笑耶稣啊。
They mocked him.
好，那你这个啊，自称是神的儿子啊，啊，你呀。现在被钉在十字架上，哦，你如果真的是神的儿子，你跳下来嘛。
And they mocked him, saying, "If you are the son of God, why don't you jump down, from the cross?"
你救自己吧。
Save yourself.
哈，你说你啊，这个可以把圣殿啊啊拆毁，哦，三天又重新建造的人，啊，你可以救自己吧。
If you said You could rebuild the temple in 3 days. Now save yourself.
其实主耶稣在这里所说的不是实体的圣殿，是指着他的身体呀。
What Jesus said was not the temple of in the physical world, but the temple, inside him, the spiritual temple.
主耶稣为我们打破他的身体，流出宝血。
Jesus break his body so that we can have the sacred blood.
啊，他为我们代死在十字架上，三天又复活。
He died on the cross and resurrected in 3 days.
好，所以这里说拆毁圣殿三天又重建，是指这个事情。
The saying that he could rebuild the temple in 3 days meant that he would resurrect in 3 days.
哦，不是指说那个啊，希律他们啊，所这个修建的哦，这个圣殿哦，花了40年修建的圣殿，不是指那个这个有形物质的圣殿。
He did not mean the temple that took 40 years in making.
哦，就当时的人不了解耶稣所讲的。
And those people at that time did not understand this saying of Jesus.
啊，他们认为耶稣啊啊很狂妄啊，所以今天被钉死十字架啊是应该的。
They thought of Jesus was as arrogant, and it served him to be nailed on a cross.
主耶稣被他们轻视，甚至跟他一起钉十字架的强盗也轻视他。
Jesus was looked down on by the people under the cross, but he was also looked down on by the person who was also nailed on a cross next to him.
荣耀的真神呢，啊，受人如此的侮辱啊。
And that person said, "The glorious God, how can a glorious God be mocked by the people?"
主耶稣有没有啊，有什么样的表现呢？
And what was Jesus' reaction?
主耶稣他曾经有机会啊，来避免这样的事情。
And of course, Jesus could have avoided all this if he wanted to.
我们来看《路加福音》23章。
Let's read Luke, verse 23.
路加福音23章第八节。
Luke 23, verse 8.
八节，希律看见耶稣就很欢喜，因为听见过他的事，久已想要见他。
B
并且指望看他行一件神迹。第九节。
Nine.
于是问他许多的话，耶稣却一言不答。十节。
Ten.
祭司长和文士都站着极力的告他。十一节。
Eleven.
希律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣，戏弄他，给他穿上华丽的衣服，把他送回比拉多那里去。十二节。
Twelve.
从前希律和比拉多彼此有仇，在那一天就成了朋友。这里记载说当主耶稣这个被这些犹太人把他交到比拉多那边去的时候。
This records when Jesus was captured and sent to
交到比拉多
And when he was sent to, when he was sent to Pilate to be questioned.
比拉多他是当时是罗这个耶路撒冷这个他当时是巡抚哈。
Pilate was a governor over the over Jerusalem.
在当时这个罗马帝国的统治之下
under the Roman rule
他们有分封一些王
they have assigned governors
那一些比较动荡的地方就派巡抚直接管理
and for theMore volatile cities, they have sent governors to monitor the city.
巡抚直接对皇帝罗马皇帝负责的。
And those governors report to the Roman emperor.
那其他的这个行省的省长是对罗马的元老院来负责的。
And they report to the Roman emperor.
罗马的议会对议会负责那在这里这个比拉多查不出耶稣有什么样的罪来
And at that time Pilate didn't find any fault within Jesus
他也知道是因为这些犹太人嫉妒耶稣
And he knew that he was falsely accused by the Jews
那原本比拉多跟当时分封的王希律他彼此之间这个处得不太好。这个巡抚比拉多是官派的那个这个希律王是分封的王，他们之间关系不好。
And the high official who assigned Pilate to Jerusalem, they didn't have a very good.relationship
那这下子比拉多就把这个烫手的伤女丢给这个希律王去把这个困难的事情丢给希律王去处理
and Pilate just dumped this matter regarding to Jesus to this high official
那希律王他老早就听见有关耶稣的事情。
And Pilate has long heard Herod.
所以他很想看耶稣在他面前行一件神迹给他看。
And because he has heard about Jesus, he wanted Jesus to perform miracle in front of him.
但是主耶稣都没有，甚至连一句话都不说。
But Jesus didn't. He didn't answer a word.
结果希律王跟他的兵丁就藐视耶稣。
And therefore, Pilate and his soldiers belittled Jesus.
就戏弄耶稣。
They mocked Jesus.
耶稣他本来他有机会能够扳回一城，反败为胜的他如果在希律王面前行神迹的话他不可能会被钉十字架的。
Of course Jesus had the abilities to to avoid everything. He could have performed a miracle and then he would not be nailed to the cross. Huh?
他甚至会成为希律王的座上的宾客，成为上宾，成为贵宾。
He could have become a high-ranked officer under Pilate.
那这下子倒霉的可能就变成这些诬告他的这些犹太人了。And
he can revenge on those Jews who accused him.
耶稣可以请希律王来惩罚他们了。And
Jesus could have asked Pilate to punish the Jews.
但是耶稣都没有这么做。But
Jesus didn't do any of those things.
如果这样做的话，神的救恩就没办法成全了。
Because if he did those things, no one could have been saved.
所以耶稣他什么事情都不做，他也不回答，也因着这样，也被希律王跟他的兵丁给轻看，给戏弄。
And when he was captured by Pilate, he didn't do anything. He didn't say a word. He didn't perform any miracles.
我们再看34节。And
let's read verse 34.
三十四节，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”兵丁就捻揪分了他的衣服。三十五节。35。百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他说：“他救的别人，若他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。”36节。
36。兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝。37节。37。说：“你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。”这里呀，是当耶稣已经被钉在十字架上的时候。 This is what happened when he was already nailed to the cross.
主耶稣并没有在十字架上骂人呐。
He didn't shout at anybody when he was nailed on the cross.
没有在十字架上咒诅这些钉他十字架的人呐。He
didn't curse anyone for doing this to him.
反而是替他们代求，求神来赦免他们。
On the other hand, he asked God for forgiveness for those people.
虽然他们不晓得，仍旧在轻看耶稣，嗤笑耶稣，但是耶稣。 他并没有因着这样来咒诅他们，来辱骂他们。
And when Jesus was mocked, tortured, he didn't wish any bad things on those people who mocked him and tortured him.
所以在这边也让我们看到主耶稣如何去回应那一些攻击他的人。
And this sets the example how Jesus handled situation when people attacked him.
如何去面对那些轻视他的人呢？
And how to deal with the people who looked down on him.
没有生气，没有报复。
He wasn't angry. He didn't want to revenge.
也没有咒诅。 就只有
He only asked God for forgiveness.
只有怜悯。主耶稣用怜悯来回应这些轻看他的人。
Jesus used mercy to deal with those people who looked down on him.
主耶稣用顺服来走完天父真神要他完成的救恩。
And he used obedience to finish, to complete the path that God wanted him to walk.
这正是我们 要效法，要学习的功课。
It should be an example to us.
所以，尤其我们大家来到一个陌生的国度里头。
When we go to an unfamiliar land,
我们每个人都很希望受到别人的尊重。
We always want other people to respect us.
我们希望得到当地这些 白人的尊重。
And in here, we always want the white people to respect us.
我们希望来到教会，得到其他弟兄姐妹的尊重。
And when we come to the church, We want the respect from other sisters and brothers.
因为我们来到了陌生的地方。
Because we are in a unfamiliar land.
所以我们那个想要得到别人尊重的心更强啊。
And at these times, at these situations, when we are in an unfamiliar land, the desire to be respected is even greater.
自尊心更觉得要被保护。
And our focus is to be respected and protected.
只要稍微被轻看就觉得自己受伤害。
At the first signs of being looked down on, we are worried about getting hurt.
觉得被伤害的时候，我们往往所采取的是很偏激的回这个反击啊。
And when we are hurt or when we are attacked, our initial response is not a correct response.
这也是现今整个世界动乱的一个原因。
And this is the reason why there's so much riotous times in the Bible.
为什么这些恐怖分子他们做出这么可怕的行为来？
Why do the terrorists do such a terrible act?
因为他们觉得被欺负，被轻看。
Because they feel threatened and they feel that they are belittled by others.
所以他们用很偏激的方式要来反击啊。
So they take very extreme actions.
我要做一件轰轰烈烈的大事，要让全世界都来注意我们。
So they think of a shocking act so that the whole world will know them.
所以他们让那这么多无辜的人来丧失生命。
And the result of their act is so many loss of innocent lives.
他们还在庆祝，觉得说他们已经出了一口气了。
And they all claim that they have done something they have done something to regain their respect.
借着做了这样的事，觉得自己很伟大。
And they consider what happened as a great thing for them.
这是错误的自尊心。
And that belief is false.
是建立在伤害别人的身上。
What they did is only to was only hurting to hurt people.
我们看主耶稣他没有这么做。
And Jesus did not did any of those things.
主耶稣用顺服，用饶恕用怜悯来回应那些轻视他们的人，轻视他的人。
Jesus used obedience, mercy, compassion to deal with situation where he was looked down on.
这也正是目前我们这个世代的人所最需要的。
And this quality is most needed in this present time.
我们也求主耶稣让我们都能够有像耶稣同样的这种心肠。
And I wish the congregation can learn to be more like Jesus in this regard.
我们不怕别人轻看。
Do not care when people look down on you.
我们只求神不要轻看我们。
We know that God do not look down on us.
我们更效法耶稣，用着怜悯，用着赦免来回应那些轻看我们的人。
We have to follow Jesus as an example to use obedience and compassion and mercy to deal with situations in life.
让我们的周围，我们的人际关系能够更和谐。
And then we would have a more harmonious relationship with the people around us.
在教会里头更应该是如此。
And this is especially true inside the church.
我们都是蒙召来做弟兄姐妹的，蒙神选召成为弟兄姐妹。
It was God's choosing for us to be brothers and sisters.
既然都是从神那边被拣选的。
All of us were chosen by God.
我们来看哥林多前书的第一章二十六节。
Let's read First Corinthians.
哥林多前书一章 ，Chapter One， 二十六节。
First Corinthians Chapter One, Verse 22.
二十六 ，26.
26.
二十六节，弟兄们呐、啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。二十七节
，27.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。二十八节
，28.
神也拣选世上卑贱的人卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。二十九节
，29.
是一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。这里跟我们说啊，我们蒙神拣选的在乎神的。
In here, it described because we are chosen by God, we have the blessings from God.
教会是讲爱的地方。
Church is about love.
教会不是在讲讲那这个权谋的地方哈。
Church is not about power and politics.
圣经说教会是神永生神的家。
In the Bible, church is described to be the eternal place of God.
家哈，讲家。
It's a home.
不是公司哈。
It's not a company.
什么是公司啊？
What's a company or office?
公司讲说老板，还有这个职员哈，讲阶级的。
In a company, it's about the relationship of a boss boss and his employees.
讲谁要听谁的话的。
It's about who listens to whom.
家不是讲这个的。But, 家是讲爱的。
But a home, it's not like an office. It's about love.
没有说爸爸比较大。
It doesn't say that a father is, it's more, It has more power.
反而是那个小孙子的话，大家通通要听哦。
It doesn't mean that no one ever listened to the things said by a grandchild.
家也不是讲理由的地方啊。
And a home, it's not about reason.
你那个小 baby 肚子饿了在哭，尿不湿了在哭你很辛苦从公司回来，你说，我现在在休息呢，你给我乖一点啊。
When children are crying in a house, the father comes home and he said that I've been working very hard for the whole day, and he tells those children to shut up. It's not about that.
他不会听你的，教会就是像家一样。
And it's not like that at church.
是刚强的扶助软弱的。
It's about the strong helping the weak.
那公司是每个人都想要离开的地方。
And an office is a place that everyone wants to leave.
时间还没到就赶快先走了。
And someone even leaves before the time is up.
那早上很不甘愿，快要迟到才上班。
And people arrive late at work.
家就不一样，家是大家都想要赶快回去的地方。
And a home, it's not like that. A home, it's a place that everyone rushed to get there.
所以教会不要变成公司变成大家都不想多留下来一刻，要赶快走的地方，那就失败了。
So don't turn the church into an office. Don't turn church into a place that everyone wants to leave early.
教会要像一个家，大家都想要来
And church should be a home, and everyone wants to come here.
那这个教会就成功。
And that would be a successful church.
所以我们求主耶稣让我们教会真的能够像一个家一样。
So we pray to the Lord to make this church like a home.
第一步就是从相互的尊重开始做起。
And the first step is to have mutual respect for each other.
不要轻看别人。
And never look down on anyone.